This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. The city of Austin has had its first fatality on a scooter. City officials say a 21-year-old died Saturday, February 2nd. He had been hit by a car early Friday morning while traveling on a scooter the wrong way on the southbound frontage road of I-35. Later this month, City of Austin transportation officials hope to bring what they're calling a responsible riding ordinance governing scooters and bicycles to the City Council's Mobility Committee. The full City Council may not see that ordinance until later in the spring. But right now, what are the rules of the road, if you will, for scooters and bikes? What laws are they supposed to follow? I recently asked two City of Austin transportation officials to give us the lowdown. Jacob Culberson is the Mobility Services Division Manager for the City of Austin. Jason Redfern is the city's Parking Enterprise Manager. You'll hear him first.
They're expected to follow the traffic rules that a bicyclist would have to follow. If they approach a stop sign, they're supposed to stop at the stop sign. They're supposed to signal when they are making movements. Anything that a bicyclist would have to do in traffic, a scooter rider would have to do as well.
Where can scooters operate? Sidewalks, streets, bike lanes? Where are they supposed to be?
So this is Jacob. And what we're trying to put out mainly is this all ages and all abilities policy. If somebody is new to riding scooters, they have the ability to choose whether they'd want to be on the sidewalk or be in a bike lane or on the street when they ride. Now, of course, when they ride on a sidewalk, we do ask that they stay at a safe speed and that they monitor their speed, particularly when around other pedestrians.
If someone is on a scooter or a bicycle and they're in a road, do they go with traffic or against traffic?
This is Jason. Absolutely, they go with traffic. Yeah, they're expected to follow the direction of travel of the road they're on. So if they're going the wrong way down a one-way street, that is exactly illegal. They should not be doing that.
What about if there's a road and there's no bike lane? What are bikes and scooters supposed to do to make sure that they're operating safely through those areas?
And this is Jacob. In those areas, we ask that a scooter rider would behave essentially just as a bike rider and engage in the rules of the road as applicable for the street that they're riding on. If someone is unfamiliar with those rules, we would ask that they investigate the correct ridership rules before they ride.
When someone on a bicycle or a scooter encounters a pedestrian, mm-hmm. what are they supposed to do?
This is Jason. It really depends on the situation. At any time, if they're going to encounter a pedestrian, they should slow down and yield the right of way to the more vulnerable user. If you're a scooter rider or a bicyclist on a sidewalk and you see pedestrians, you're to slow down and you're supposed to yield to the pedestrians.
What we hear a lot of is frustration and concern that folks are out there operating scooters and don't know the rules of the road and are kind of doing what appeals to them or what seems like fun or just sort of whatever they want.
Right.
And it often seems dangerous.
So this is Jacob. So we do ask people that, you know, they ride responsibly when they're out there. Right now we're receiving on average about 12 complaints a day. But it's mostly having to do with the parking of the scooters on our right-of-way, scooters that are improperly parked or left behind by the riders. Very few are our company staging efforts that we address, and we address those immediately.
What are the rules about scooter and bicycle parking in the city?
So, it's Jason. So, the vendors have specific rules for deployment. They have to leave ADA accessible pathways. They can't crowd bus stops or park at bus stops unless they've got permission from Capital Metro in a specific location to park them. They can't park them on a residential sidewalk that's, say, 4 feet or less. So really, when you're parking a dockless scooter or bicycle, you have to look at the built environment and make sure that there's enough pathway width so that somebody in a wheelchair, somebody that's an ADA compliant path, that people can make it by the dockless scooter or bicycle safely and conveniently.
If, you know, somebody's walking down the sidewalk and there's a scooter stretched out in front of them because somebody just left it there. Is that a complaint that goes to APD? Does that go to your department? Does that go to the particular scooter company?
So if anybody encounters a problem with the scooter parking, or they see behavior on a scooter that isn't appropriate or improper, we would ask that they call 311 within the city right away. And those go directly to me and my enforcement staff to be addressed immediately. If it's an issue with parking where scooters need to be rebalanced or removed, we contact the companies directly and have them remove it. We're able to also, through the 311 system, track and monitor and, of course, keep statistics on what is being reported exactly so that we can report accurately to the mayor and city council.
How do you think scooters have been received so far?
It's kind of a 50-50 split almost. You know, some people really don't like them and some people do, but we see dockless scooters and bikes as just another mode of transportation to get people around, another transportation option.
2 years ago, were you all thinking that this would be something you would be dealing with?
This is Jason. We did not know that we would have this amount of interest or the amount of rides that we're seeing. This mode has just kind of exploded.
Do you have to spend part of your day or part of your job sort of wondering what's the next ... You know, so what's the next, like, dockless scooter that 2 or 3 years from now, we're going to have to be figuring this all out for that?
Well, this is Jacob, and it's a constant monitoring of what's going on in the country and in the world. And there are some other innovative technologies that are on their way.
Jetpacks?
Jetpacks, not so much yet.
Well, what are some of the more realistic, perhaps, ones that you all are already sort of pondering and thinking about?
Pods have been mentioned, and pods are a new technology that are coming out. It's a system that's similar to what we've seen with Car2Go and Zipcar. However, it's a smaller vehicle that's all electric. So that's something that's on the horizon right now that we're monitoring and learning more about at this time.
Jacob Culberson is the Mobility Services Manager, and Jason Redfern is the Parking Enterprise Manager for the City of Austin's Transportation Department. Jennifer Staten, KUT News.